This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town, 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend plan for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, let's see. You help me, Sarah. Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, have you been there yet?
I don't think I have.
Oh, honey. Dick Shalab just left from McDonald's, but I've taken him there. Uh-huh. Their hamburgers are chuck, brisket, and rib meat. Oh, it's wow. Not hamburger. You get it? And I eat it without the bun so I can really taste the meat, right? Nigel loves it over there. And I don't eat these, but skinny Nigel does the sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah, those are always
okay, I may keep that one. Okay, you've got a $50 gift certificate from First Gallery. You've got food out at JT's Diner. That's like going on Route 66. All the old signs when I was a child and we'd drive on Route 66.
Oh, how fun.
Great breakfast. Ooh, yum. Laser Ink, because nobody's doing the recycles at Costco and all those places. So they give you recycles and all that. And then Lulu California Bistro. Okay, Dick Shalab has two children. Sarah, do you have children?
I have two furry children.
Yes, I remember that. So Dick's two, none from Tanner, none from Sarah, three from Joey. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey pals, at about 44 minutes and change after 9 o'clock at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 5, I'll mail all those things out to you. We'll have a wheel spin in January. We're in our 26th year on the air, and we owe it all to you. Okay, sit back and relax. Sarah's here. She's tripping on by. T-R-I-P-P.
Yes, it's English.
It's as am I. What's your title over there at DOHC, sweetheart?
I am the manager of the health education department, and I'm a registered dietitian.
So do you work with Tanner?
I sure do.
Or does he work for you, or and you work for him, or no?
Yes, he's part of our health education team that I manage there. So yes, we're all a big team there, a fabulous
family
team. Yes, exactly. So it's fun. We have a good time working together.
I tell you, not only the attention to detail that I know you provide and Tanner just taught us about, but think of what Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela does, coordinating between patients and their doctors. And I mean, that's a lot of mothering.
Oh, Lindsay's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's like our kind of like general in charge of.
I call her Mother Superior.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, she's fabulous. Yeah. We're all lucky to get to work with her.
Do you know how many clients you have at DOHC? I'm sure I've been told. I can't think.
We are responsible for about, I think it's 60,000.
I think something like that.
Lives, as we like to say.
Here in the Coachella Valley.
Yes, stay healthy, exactly. And you know, even parts kind of beyond out towards, you know, Banning and whatnot. So yeah, we cover a large area.
What do you want to talk about today? What'd you bring me?
Gosh, I don't know. It's like coming up on the Christmas season. I can't believe it's already almost 2022. So are you already making New Year's resolutions yet, or is that not even something you
I'm
do?
I'm rehearsing for the film festival already.
Oh, okay.
And that's January 6th this year. And with the new mandate that the state just lowered again on us, the mask mandate,
right.
Do we follow that? Or do we follow Riverside County, or do we follow the CDC? Because the CDC said last Thursday morning, I wrote it down so I could talk to you about it. They said, if you're vaccinated and you're in good health and you don't have any underlying issues, you don't need a mask. And then California said, yes, you do. And Riverside County said, yes, you do. And the city of Palm Springs, I don't know what to do.
That is a great question. Of course, I'm not quite as versed on all these local things as up to date as Lindsay is, but I will say
whatever you say is changing as we speak.
And there's that. You actually brought up the best point of all. But I do think, I mean, those are all like valid sources to take a look at what they're saying. But I know at Desert Oasis, we look at, you know, a variety of sources like that. But obviously, we also follow you know, the state and the county and the city guidelines. And since those are all kind of saying the same thing and the mask mandate is back, that is definitely something that we would, you know, strongly encourage people to follow.
Do you involve yourself in the vaccination process?
Well, I'm a dietitian by trade, but I think all of us at Desert Oasis Healthcare are aware of how important vaccination is.
Can you give shots?
No, I don't give shots. Nobody wants me to put a jab in their arm. So.
That's funny.
Yes. No, I do always like to check and see if my patients have gotten their vaccinations or where they are in the process, and certainly encourage them to you know, get their vaccines, get their booster.
I gotta get my booster. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Oh, and there's so many places you can do it.
Oh, I know.
We would love to help with that.
Yes, I just got to drive over there.
Right, exactly.
Gee whiz, I just feel so good. I never think of it.
Yeah, but you want to keep feeling good.
Yes,
so
of course.
We'll stay on you about it. We won't let you forget. Don't worry.
Talk to us about Christmas and, oh, wait for it, diets.
So, I know, the four-letter word, right?
Yes.
So, you know, even though I'm a dietitian, what I like to encourage people to do this time of year, and we may have talked about this a little bit before, is actually
but
to not diet.
I don't retain only water, remember
no
me.
Worries, is to actually not diet. Oh. And also, sometimes for people, you know, I kind of recommend that generally. And as, you know, Tanner pointed out, everyone's an individual, and we like to, you know, take it from that. So what works for one person is not going to work for someone else. You've got to find something, again, that you love and that's sustainable. Like you said, you like
protein.
You love your protein and your leans and greens, essentially, and that works. So.
I don't feel good if I eat sugar.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. And that works great for you, and for someone else, that wouldn't, you know, be their preferred system. And they'll, you know, so that's what I mean. It's all about what's healthy and what works for someone. And that's why I tell people, maybe don't think of a diet this time of year, because it's about friends and family and getting together.
Moderation, maybe.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, our celebrations are important, and food can be a really fun part of that. But
do you know Julia Child's theory on all this? Because she was not spelt.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very tall woman. and she was Zoftic. How's that for being nice? But she said she would just get one picture a salad size plate, not a dinner plate.
Right.
And she'd eat what she could fit on the salad plate and never refill it.
And that right there, those are a couple of great tips.
Are
not
they?
Going back for seconds or using a smaller plate. I even tell people, you try this. Try okay. putting the fork in your non-dominant hand. And there's actually studies that have shown if you try
Wait a minute.
To eat,
put the fork in my left hand. Eat with my left hand?
Right. It'll slow you down. It's kind of like Ooh. Eating with chopsticks. Unless someone is very versed in eating with chopsticks, it's difficult. You have okay. to stop and think about it. But a study has actually shown that putting the fork in your non-dominant hand or spoon, mm-hmm. shall we say, you would consume 30% calories potentially less at a meal because it's going to take you longer.
Oh, I know me. When I get mad, I'll change hands and finish the plate.
But no. I mean, anything that slows you down for other people, right. it's you could still leave the fork in your dominant hand, but put it down after every single bite.
Oh, listen to these tips. Okay, put the fork down. And that'll make you chew better anyway.
Exactly. And again,
then
it's the idea.
You'll feel
slow you down because we eat very quickly in the U.S. Understandable. We have a kind of a go-go-go sort of a culture. So
instant gratification.
Yeah.
I can remember you telling me trying over the years, and I think of it once in a while, to focus on the moment. Each bite, try to chew it 20 times, 25 times, whatever you're doing. And it really does make you slow down your eating.
Right. And you can kind of savor the flavor that way
yes.
too. So,
and do you use your, I don't know how to ask this question. Do we use our food better, more efficiently if we chew it better?
You know,
do you know what I
that's
mean?
That's like, do we digest better?
Thank you.
And I would say, you know, potentially, yes. Usually when we think of digestion, we all think of the stomach, right?
It's right.
Like it starts there. But really, you know, our saliva has enzymes in it. Yes, our teeth are breaking down the food. So actually the chewing in the mouth is actually the first part of digestion. But it's the part that we go through really fast.
Remember
sometimes.
How your mother used to say, don't talk with your mouth full?
Right. Smaller bites, please. Don't
yes.
talk with your mouth full. Chew. Chew slowly.
People are starving in China and now we don't care. But
you know, that is one tip that I actually do tell people that they can go ahead and drop is you don't have to be a member of the Clean Plate Club. Although I'm, you know, certainly preventing waste, going back to what you said, Julia
yes.
Child said, and maybe do as a smaller plate, but you don't have to be a member of the Clean Plate Club anymore. It's
anymore.
Okay to, you know, for
talk
people-
to us about meal regimes and snacking and what time you should eat and eat shouldn't eat and how does all that go?
You know, again, I think that's kind of individual. I've seen multiple things work for different people. Some people do really well with kind of small planned meals throughout the day, meals and snacks. Other people do, you know, they do fine with having, you know, two or three larger meals. So that is pretty personalized. One thing I just generally recommend is that people don't eat right before going
to
sleep.
Bed.
Exactly. Just because, you know, anytime you're going to eat and then go lay down, the chances of maybe having some reflux or heartburn go up a little bit. So
I can remember when Trevor was at the Air Force Academy. Now that's, he graduated in 1990, so we're going back a bit. But he had a class that taught him that all you needed was three regular meals a week. Regular meals, you know, salad, blah, 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 mm-hmm. entree, vegetable, potato, whatever, dessert. Three regular meals a week that we were really overeating. Now, that's probably changed.
Three meals in a week?
A week.
Or in
three,
a,
yeah.
That I would say is
I've never forgotten it because I never could have done it.
Okay.
But just not about what you wanted, but what you needed to survive.
I see. Yeah.
yeah.
Probably for just basic survival,
yeah.
at least for a time, maybe like a short time. I don't
yes.
know about over the...
But I'm sure that's changed by now. But I like to eat a little couple bites of protein every couple of hours.
And, you know, focusing on protein is bringing it back to the holidays and Christmas coming up and New Year's. Focusing on protein is a great way to not, you know, necessarily follow a strict diet, but protein helps us feel fuller. It supports our muscles, which is always good.
And I do eat the carbs. I eat the broccoli and the asparagus and the artichokes.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean by carbs.
No,
the
exactly.
White stuff.
On Thanksgiving Day, that's what we did as our strategy. Our pre-meal strategy before Thanksgiving dinner was we had a shrimp cocktail hors d'oeuvre with some raw vegetables cut up. And so, and it was great because then I enjoyed my Thanksgiving dinner and I didn't really have to limit anything, but I was already nicely full of protein and fiber from my pre-snack. So
see, that a girl.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to continue the conversation with you, how do they reach you, Sarah?
Absolutely. You can always, of course, go on mydohc.com, but we can also be reached at 760-328-4499 extension 2805 at Health Education.
And that'll get you 10 or 2.
Exactly.
Well, what's your Christmas wish?
Oh gosh.
For our Joey pals.
For more sleep and a nice relaxing holiday season and New Year.
Bless your heart. Thanks so much for coming by.
Of course, it's
Sarah
always a pleasure.
Tripp, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th, and face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 322-1247 or act-tours.com. for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Joey pals, get your day timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey pals, come on back for me and Kathy Allison, the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians, and Robert Firth.